This was a question that was sent to me. What evidence-based interventions does the literature suggest most effectively improve reading fluency in adults with dyslexia? This is a great question. I have this link, which actually does a nice review of reading fluency. So if you're talking about an adult who can actually read at a fairly high level, but just not quickly, often it's a version of what kids are doing, which is kind of like choral reading, echo reading, listening while reading. And so it's a little bit tricky answering this, but in general, I would say listening while reading, and a relatively easy way to do that would be doing an audiobook, slowing it down, and then perhaps using, I think a good example would be if you had Audible. I mean, I think a lot of people really find the dramatically read books much better than pure digital. It's more costly, so that's a little tricky. But if, for instance, you can get a book, audiobook that's human read through the library or something like that, and then adjust the speed so it's manageable, and then read along, you know, often that's the best way to improve your fluency. There have been a lot of different studies showing audiobooks along with reading, and generally it really improves fluency over time, and it improves reading comprehension. Now, I do know we once spoke with a Learning Ally folks about the pros and cons of audiobooks. You know, some teachers are worried about audiobooks because it seems like it's cheating, you're not having the student read. But, you know, the difference is if you're reading along with audiobooks, you really can get the best of both worlds. Now, the Learning Ally folks said when they did studies with adults, especially older adults, 40s and 50s, they often said they had a hard time doing both at the same time. So it's possible that approach can be difficult. But if you realize the goal is fluency and not necessarily for content, you can kind of train yourself if you wanted to. There's some, you can just set a timer, for instance, and do a page. You don't have to read through a whole book. You can even do a book that you know that you're familiar with. Read a page through slowly and then listen to the audiobook page, for instance, and then try to speed yourself up, you know. Read the same page until you've got a better fluency, you know, and that actually does help. There are kinds of gadgets too, you know, so there's a little experimentation that might be helpful, which allow you to practice with speed reading, and it's not the same kind of speed reading, you know, like there are speed reading programs that vary in terms of the visual side. You can do apps, for instance, that also do timed apps. The key is to start really slow, comfortably at your own rate. And then, you know, especially with a text that's manageable, and then, you know, practice reading aloud in the comfort of your home, and then you can see that you'll improve in your speed over time.